Okay. Miketz. Daf Shin Pei Aleph. Tonight is the last night of Hanukkah. Usually, Parshas Miketz comes out during Hanukkah. This year it didn't. Vayeshev did it instead. But always the story of Hanukkah comes out in sync with the story of Yosef. Betzadik bemunaso yichya. Faith that we learn. What does emunah mean? What is the act of emunah? What is the act of emunah? Some of the thoughts here really have been inspired by a recording I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. In a way that he spoke about emunah that I hadn't previously heard. It was a recording from, I don't know, 30 years ago. It was a very interesting, insight into what is emunah, what is the act, what is the pu'ula, as it were, of emunah. But in any event, in the context certainly of the battle between the Jewish people and the Greeks, two different worldviews of how to see creation, or how to see existence, how to see reality. Is there a creator, or chalila v'chas? Is there just reality as a given? And that battle becomes very evident in a subtle sense here in Parshas Miketz, in the discussion between Yosef and Paro. Let's take a look. I think this is very fundamental. I really do. It's been speaking to me in my mind just ever since I heard this recording, and I think it's very much to the point. Okay, let's take a look. First of all, Ben Abache says in Sefer Bamidbar, he says, brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Reish yis chochma knei chochma. The shorish of chachma is to be kone chachma. So Ben Abache says, she'im lo lamad chachma sator. If a person doesn't learn the chachma sator tchila first, the lo ra batora bira osos vamosim, and if he didn't see in the Torah the explanation, not just the story, but the explanation of what the osos vamosim, the wondrous acts that took place, the nisin and flows that we experienced in Mitzrayim, or for that point in many different junctures in our history, it is just a very slippery slope, and just a hair's breadth away from following teva, ulahamin, and to believe kadmus olam, that the world just always is. Kilachach nikra hateva b'shem ze. Of course, we know even now everybody understands that the universe has a beginning, right? Again, this is not a discussion of, you know, where's the Big Bang fit in or doesn't fit in, is there a Big Bang? But the fact that the world just always is, always was, right, unchanging, so that's not standard fare nowadays. It was until they... Until cosmologists were observed that it's otherwise. But be that as it may, a person could fall in lahamin kadmus olam. And this was something that the Greeks believed in. Kadmus olam, the world just is. Kilachach nikra hateva b'shem hazeh, ki yitba ha'odam v'yovein mitzuloso v'yeriz aver shachas im lo yizayar bo. A fascinating description, says Rabbi Abache, Reish yis chochma knei chochma. So here in this context over here, he talks about the idea that the beginning of chochma one must be kone chochma, right? With the idea that chochma is a Torah, have the proper lens to look at things, because if one just looks at creation, one could err. Not that one is prejudiced by learning the Torah, one could err if one hasn't learned the Torah. You think that this is just sophistry, but it's not. Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully this will become exceedingly clear as we go on. A person could fall into the trap of believing everything is teva, which is nothing more than that's the reality. That is reality. It's a given. This was, it always will be, right? It is, it's unchanging. Now, this is all true, even though in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Magala Mukos, the Shla, perhaps earlier as well, right? The gematria of Hateva is Elohim, Elo followed by Him. Hateva is Elo followed by Him. So the name of Hashem, Elohim, is Hateva. And yet if a person, in this, the way that Rabbi Navachi explains it, if a person isn't Kone Chochma beforehand, then he won't be able to properly digest that which he sees and receive it as proper Chochma. Again, the terminology, Kne Chochma, to be Kone. What are you paying in order to purchase the Chochma? What are you paying? What are you giving? Money? A check? Credit card? So we'll see. We'll see what you're giving. Let's go a step further. It says it's Fasemis. This is in Parshas Lech Lecha, Tafresh Lamed Beis. Fasemis says, he brings down the Medrash. B'Medrash, Ra Bira Dolekis. It's talking about Avram Avinu. He saw a Bira Dolekis. A lit Bira, a lit castle. Right? But says the Sfasemis in the name of the Chudusherim, Shamaat mi Adoni Avi Skeni Mori V'Rabi Zal, Dolekes Kemo Dalakta Acharai. Like Yaakov said to, right, to Lavan, who ran after him, Lama Dalakta Acharai. In other words, Kilo, the terminology is such as a flame that consumes and consumes, it goes next to the next thing, next thing, next thing, next thing, always searching for something outside of itself. Always searching for something outside of itself to consume. It's always traveling towards, yeah, new fuel, new fuel, new fuel, new fuel. Lama dalaktach, right? You've run after me. Shira shakola olam nimshach acha nakuda achas. The world's always in motion. It's never still. It's always running after something, 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 right? Everything is consuming something else. Everything is using everything else as fuel, right? Nothing is willing to be static. V'chi'isa b'zor ha'kodosh v'hu kanal shekol davar, everything, kiyumo habitol v'adibok l'ma shelamala ad shakol boil l'nakuda mitis v'Hashem Yisbarach. Everything is struggling to go further and further and further and further and further. To what end? It's searching for something. Because every person realizes that he exists and that he exists within existence. There's something bigger than him. What is that bigger than him? What is that bigger than him? And Bepashtus, right? Right? In the most basic fashion, if I realize that I exist within something that is broader and bigger than me, that exists, I'm one expression of that greater existence. That's the first step towards realizing there's something bigger than me. Right? If a person comes to this point, that I am existing within a greater existence, I'm an expression, one expression of that greater existence. I am. What is that of me that's in that greater existence? This is what Rav Moshe referred to. That's the tefisa of Chelek Eloka Mima'al. I am part of Kovyochol. I'm a Chelek that is able to perceive that I'm a chelik, unlike the rest of the world, which is also chelik, but does not have the ability to perceive it. I have the ability to perceive that I am a chelik elikam yimal, I am a chelik of something bigger. Now at this point, a person stands at a crossroads. If I am full of myself, so then my decision at this point is all of this existence is revolving around me. But if I'm thinking without my ego getting in the way, then I conclude that I am one thing revolving around this more fundamental, broader existence. I am one thing existing within existence. That's the concept of Chelik Elokam Yimal. It's at this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, and more than that, it's at this point, right, not on the same level, that Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, Hei Tzitzav Alav Balabira. Here, see the Medrash again. The Kuduzel Ratza Avram Avinu Lirosa. Avram wouldn't understand this. He was toe-faced. I exist, and I exist within a broader existence. And everything, as it were, is just what he called running towards this central point. This central point. All existing things are what he called, as it were, are part of an expression of this existence. And by virtue of the fact that he decided, it's not that everything is revolving around me, because that doesn't make that much sense. Rather, right, I am part of something much bigger than that, which is, in other words, chelok elokam yimal, but perhaps I couldn't articulate it at that point. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heitzitzav lav balabira, that's the lashon of the medrash. The Balabira peered out upon him between the cracks in the castle walls, and he said, Ani Balabira, you've done what you're supposed to do. Lech Lecha. Now begins your journey in life. You made that decision. You didn't allow your ego, you didn't allow your gaiva, you didn't allow your egocentricity to bamboozle you into concluding, right? A false conclusion. You didn't allow it. And therefore, I now speak to you. Once Avram paved the way, once Avram injected this into the world, he's the Rosh Maminim. From that point onward, every person, be they Jew or even non-Jew, wishes to, what he called, wishes to come closer to the Creator. Once he makes that choice, he won't allow his ego to confuse him into thinking that he lives in an egocentric universe rather than in some other centric universe. Then his eyes will open, his heart will open, and he'll hear the call of Lech Lecha. I'm not saying he'll hear the call of Lech Lecha in the form of Nevuah, but he'll hear, as it were, the echo, the bas call of Lech Lecha. He'll hear the bas call of, I am here. You did what you're supposed to do. You now understand what it's about. Now, there's work to be done, etc., 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 etc. It really is, the essence of it is something which I didn't write over here in the Mar Makomos, but that Medrash that we've talked about before in the beginning of Vayetze, where it contrasts the dream of Yaakov with the dream of Paro, right? There's a similar Medrash also in the beginning of Miketz. The dream of Yaakov with the dream of Paro. In Yaakov's dream, Hashem is Nitzav Alav. In Paro's dream, Paro is Omed Al Hayor. The Or is a deity as far as he's concerned. It's a koach to be manipulated to give him what he wants. Says the Medrash. Look at the difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. The Tzadikim, Elokeim Miskayim Aleihim. The Tzadikim, Hashem's presence is revealed, Miskayim Aleim, through them. Hashem's presence as he's transcendent in the world will become imminently more apparent in the world through your conduct, through your belief, through your actions, etc., etc., etc. Varishayim, the power is omed al ha'or, I'm standing above the or, hey miskaimim al Eloheihem. They, as it were, see that reality is just another way to express themselves, right? They manipulate reality, or they manipulate their gods, right, in order to give them further expression. So therefore, we understand over here. It always bothered me. How can you have tainas? How can you? A person doesn't see the world that way. That's the way his brain doesn't digest it that way. It doesn't digest it in the form of what we call emunah, what we call faith. So how can a person be a Rasha? He doesn't understand it that way. What do you want? We see from here that anybody can and should understand it this way. What blocks them is a choice, a bechira. Shall I place myself at the center, because that suits me, to keep my ego at the center of the universe, at the center of reality, at the center of existence, and have everything revolving around me? Or shall I make the choice, right, which is the more reasonable one, which is I am a part of this greater reality. I am a chelik elokami mile, and Hashem's presence is going to be revealed in this world in a more imminent fashion through my conduct. Therefore, we can call people who choose not to believe, as all the literature refers to them, Chazal, etc., Mishraim. It's a very important point to ponder. The Sfas Emes in Lech Lecha continues. Ubezor HaKadosh Nira Ki Zeh Atzma Shevach Sheshama Zeh HaMayim Lech Lecha. The praise of Avram is that he heard the call. Why? Hashem is speaking to everybody. Lech lecha, go to yourself, discover yourself. Where is yourself? Yourself is one piece of a broader reality, i.e., you are chelek elokami mal. Everybody hears it, but not everybody's willing to pay attention. Right? Woe to those that were who ignore it. They roll over in bed. I don't hear anything. Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom Shama V'Kibel. Avram Avinu, his quest for the truth was so strong, he wouldn't allow this Midah Ra, this egocentricity, get in his way. He heard, he accepted. Fascinating. That being the case, so then let's take it our part. Look at our parsha here. It says, "Vayan Yosef is Paro lemor biladai elokim yaneh shlom Paro." Remember, Yosef is summoned from the boar. Paro's had the dream, right? The seven fat cows, the seven lean cows, the seven healthy-looking stalks of grain, the seven withered, wind-blasted stalks of grain, etc. He's heard from the Khartoumim. He's heard from his wise men, those who analyze, right? Like the Ibn Ezra says, if you take a look over here, the Ibn Ezra on Pasuk Perek Maimalaf, Pasuk Kes, the Khartoumim. Who are they? We've got the Khartoumim. He says, Chachmei Atolados, they understand, how to analyze where things come from, etc. Chachameh, the Mazolos, they're those who understand the workings of the stars. In other words, if this is an eternal system, that's the way it always was, always exists this way, etc. Just have to be able to analyze either the pathway of the stars and how they're influencing the events here on Earth, or just analyze things here down on Earth itself, right? But he wasn't satisfied with any of the answers. So he comes to Paro. Yosef is brought before Paro. Paro says, "I hear you. You understand dreams. What do you got to say?" Yosef answers him. Vayan Yosef. Yosef answers him. Vayan Yosef as Paro lemor biladai. Not me. Elokim yaneh shlom Paro. It doesn't come from me. It comes from the broader reality, who is not just an existence, right? An impassive existence, an uninvolved existence. It's Elokim, Hateva. Right? Hateva is run by someone. He's Bala Kochos Kulam, who's driving the driving force behind all of it. Says Rabbi Nabache, Heshiv Yosef, here in Parakat Memalach, Pasuk Tazayin, Heshiv Yosef, En Koach HaChokhva Bina Bi, Lachutz Mimeni. Wisdom, understanding is not mine. It's from outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source. It says Rabbi Nabache here. Fascinating. Yadua ki paro va'amo reshoyim aminim bekadmus. Kofrim biyadia. They believed in kadmus. They believed that the world always was, is, always will be unchanging. Kofrim biyadia. They're kofir in that there is a divine force that knows, that's connected. It's not, there's no per se divine force. There is existence. If you want to say there's divinity in existence, okay, but there isn't a driving force in it. There isn't a yediyah. There isn't a knowledge, a connection. There isn't a hashgacha, an involvement. There isn't a chidush, not that was the creator. It just is. Sounds similar to whatever, to other later philosophies. It's all just chance. That's the way the system is. Why? Kacha. That's the way the system is. It happens to be that the system is linked to the signs of the zodiac, the constellations. Teva, natural, nothing more, nothing less. It says Rebbe Nabache, that's why his name is Paro, Pei Resh Ayin Hei, which is also Ha'afar, the dust. That's it. That's all there is. There just is. Herolom min Hashemayim Shtei Chalomos Elu Mitoch Shnei Hayesodos HaKvedim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Paro via the water and the earth. Because that's it. That's all there is. Etc. 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 To Posa Moshe, to Paro, right? So Yosef says to him, he says, let me explain something to you. Biladai, Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. It's not from me. If you're going to look at this from an egocentric point of view, you're not going to get out of this at all. There is a creator. There is a source of all sources. There is a koach. There's a power behind all powers. He has the answers. Continue further. Yosef says to him, Pasuk Chafei, after he hears the old dream, Ayomer Yosef el Paro, Chalom Paro Echadhu, Et Hasher Elokim Oseh Higid LeParo. That which Hashem is doing, that which Elokim is doing, and there's the Hateva, which is not an impassive, unchangeable, what do you call it, right? Non-relating, uninvolved existence, reality. But there is Elohim. There is a Baal HaKokos Kulam. There is a source of all of these Kokos who is intentionally driving things in the way that he does. And Yosef concludes, Hu Asher Dibarti El Paro. This is exactly what I said to Paro. Asher Elohim Oseher Oz Paro. And why? Why does that dream appear twice? While he shanos a chalom el paro pamaim kinachona davar meim elokim maher el elokim laso so. So Yosef interprets it all according to Hashem is speaking to you. And the fact that he said it twice is to tell you too that it's coming quickly. But someone is speaking to you. This is opposed to the Chatumim and the Chachamim, who told him that it's all, we'll analyze it for you, tell what it's saying, what is here. But no one is ever speaking to you from beyond. There is just here. There is just now. There is just this. Because it always was and always will be. And Yosef tells him, paro ish navon v'chacham v'shisei ol Eretz Mitzrayim. I suggest to you that you find someone who is navon v'chacham and place him upon him in Eretz Mitzrayim. That's Yosef's advice. Vayitav adavar, pasuk lamed zayin. Perek malach pasuk lamed zayin. Vayitav adavar v'nei paro v'nei chol avar. Good. It has looked good, says Paro. That's, That's a great explanation. Beyond Paro, listen to this sentence. The sentence is absolutely astounding. Well, Paro Elov Adov. I didn't say it because it's a Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. Ruach Elokim? 2 seconds ago, you didn't believe that there's such a thing called Elokim. You believe in Hateva, right? But you didn't believe Hateva is Gematria Elokim. You hear Yosef interpret a dream to you, and all of a sudden, Hanitzaka Ish, Kaze Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. It wasn't even what Yosef told him. Yosef told him, you find something Navon V'Chacham. Which has its own questions to it, but he says, find something Navon V'Chacham. Find a person who understands. And Paro says, you know, we need somebody who's got Ruach Elokim Bo. Just goes to show you that when the veneer is stripped off, everybody hears it. This will happen when Mashiach shows up on a much grander scale. It'll be Makkah the Olam V'Shevet Piv. It'll strike the world, yeah, with the staff of his tongue. And everybody all of a sudden will, that's what's been going on. That's what has been the source of everything that's happened and that is happening and it is taking us someplace else. That's it. Here's Paro. Hanitza kaze ish asher ruach elokim bo. V'yomer Paro Yosef, achrei hodia elokim bo scho es kol zos ein navon v'chacham kamocha. After the elokim has told you all this, there is no one who is Navon V'Chacham Kamocha. Says the Alexander Rebbe, the Teresis Shmuel. He says, V'al zeh higid lo paro achrei odeo elokim oschoes kol zos ein Navon V'Chacham Kamocha rotzo lomer ish Navon V'Chacham sheyede ve'avin v'yomar she'ein achochma mishali mikochi u'misichli rak hakol bekoach chius v'seichel eloki. Paro understands, right? You know it's not from you. You're not living in the same universe like we lived in, right? It's totally egocentric. You understand that the Creator is talking to us. That's a person who's Navon V'Chacham. V'zeh shekishapirish Rashi zal levakesh ish Navon V'Chacham sh'amna sh'yomer lo kol zos Elokim yiten aniyah b'fi. You were able to understand this only because you had Ruach Elokim b'cha. Fascinating. A whole worldview, click, changes. Now, he's not necessarily going to stay with this. But in an instant, he went from no to oh. I got it. Paro. The tour addresses another point here. Bavu shaya pitron tov v'nachon b'nei Paro v'yanir lo ki'ilu kvar ba amar kein, right? Achrei hodio lo kimos chas kol zos. Hashem has told you all of this, right? Ki'ilu, it's already happened. It hasn't yet, right? But it was so clear to him, it's as though it's happening right now. Then the tour asks a question. V'lhomen omer, and he asks the question, why is it over here that the terminology used both at Yosef and then Paro subsequently is Navon v'Chacham? It should be Chacham and Navon. Chacham is you receive from the outside. Navon is your Mevin Davar B'Toch Davar. You see how to understand that which you receive from the outside so that you really do understand it. You have to take it apart and put it back together, and you have to, what do you call it? You have to strip away the misconceptions, etc., etc., etc. And then, this is what it's saying to me. How do I understand the Chachma? First is Chachma you receive, and then Bina is your understanding of it. Lefi Shebekan Tzarech Tvuna, right, the Torah cites, it was in Sefer Dvarim, for instance, other places as well. Right, Rak Am Chacham Menavon. The Torah in talking about Klai Yisrael, they were told, called Am Chacham V'Navon, because that's the way it is. Chacham received the Torah, and now Tavin Davar Mitoch Davar, understand from what you received. Make it understandable to you. But first receive. Here's Davar V'Chacham. So the Torah says, But the reason why tvuna comes first here is because you have to understand the halom, right? That was kilu the data. So therefore, you're nevo v'chacham. But I think there's perhaps something else here as well. We'll see in just a moment. The Avnei Eliyahu, that's Avram ben Agra, his parish on the Siddur, he talks about in the bracha of Bina, Atachonin Rodam Das. I don't get too lost here. I think as it is, I'm not going to do all the marmakomos here. Atachonin Rodam Das. Atachonin Rodam Das. So he says the Das we know is comprised of Chachma and Bina. In other words, you receive ideas from the outside, data, Chachma, and Bina. You chew it over, you digest it, you understand it. How does it, what does it mean? What is it that I just heard, the Chachma? And after a person, as it were, has done that, he's in a state of Das. Das is always attachment, right? Be attached. It becomes part of me. In other words, after I understand it, this piece of information, not just a separate piece of information, after I digest it and see its truth and understand its applicability to me, etc., 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 it becomes part of me, Das. So Chachma and Bina together form Das. But then the bracha appears to be repetitive. Atachonin l'Adam Das, umalamid l'Enosh Bina. And you teach Adam Bina. Or it says Enosh Bina. But if you said Das already, Atachonin l'Adam Das, that you give as a gift to man, Das, then why are we saying Bina again? Isn't Bina a component together with Chachma that forms Das? And Rav Ben Agra explains that there are two methodologies in Bina. There is that which Hashem gives us and has implanted inside of all of us, right? A combination of Chachma and Bina. And these basic fundamental ideas are implanted in every person. This is what in Sefer Iyov, in the mimer of Elihu, he calls them deim. This is something that's embedded in every person. Like we said before, it's all inside. The question is do we hear what it's saying to us, or do we silence that inner voice and say, no, it's all revolving around me? That's in man in his pure state, says Rav Agra. That's man in his pure state. Atachonin lo adam das. But then there's Enosh. Enosh is talking about man in his frail state. Malamid le Enosh Bina. You mess up. Are you now lost? Hashem could have said, hey, I gave you all the tools beforehand. You messed up. What do you come to me for now? What can I do for you? I gave it to you. I implanted it in you. I just told you, don't bury it under cheap makeup. Don't bury it under ridicule, under an egocentric, false perception of the world. Look at things the way it should be. You're part of reality. You are chelek elokam imal. You messed up? Tough. No. Malamid le'enosh bina. Because Baruch Hu continues to teach even frail man, who is erred, to learn from his mistakes. So there is a koach of bina to learn from mistakes. The Gemara Megillah talks about this, right? Ani Daniel, Binosi Baksuvim. I think Baksuvim. It says the Gemara there that since the Binosi, Michlal Nata. There it's talking about his being able to understand when the 70 years of Golas Bavel would be up. But since he uses the verb Binosi, says the Gemara in Megillah, it's a symbol of the fact that he made a mistake beforehand. He erred. In other words, there is a bina to understand yourself out of the quicksand that you stepped into. So that being the case, let's take a look at this Imre Emes here, son of the Sfasemes. He brings from the Sfasemes himself, Isa Sfasemes, Shigimul Halashonos, Shikasa Viparos, Haros, Olos, Vatamodna, Vatalchalna, Haim, Remez Legimul Dargos Shel Yetzahara. Helech Oreach Ubala Bayis. A fascinating thing. We know in Sefer Shmuel that when Nathan HaNavi comes to accuse David of behaving, right, in a wrong fashion with regard to the story of Bathsheba. He tells him a mashal, a wealthy man who had many sheep, and he didn't want to take from his sheep for a guest that came to him. Instead, he stole the one sheep that belonged to a poor man. This is the mashal that the Nasan HaNavi told David. And in that mashal, he describes this guest, right, as first a Helech, just passing by, and then a Reach, a guest, and then an Ish, somebody's Choshuv, etc. And the idea was, it was a mashal, it wasn't a true story. It was to communicate to David that this is the path of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, as it were, first comes as a passerby, right? First comes as a passerby, and then afterwards as a guest, and then after that he becomes the Balabais. He's the Ish. Helech, Oreach, right? Ish. That's the way of the Yetzer Hara. So the question is, we said before, what does this have to do with Paro? Why are we using these mashalim? He says that's what's being referred to, right? The Paros Haros. They first come out of the, what he called, out of the Nile, Vatamoda, then they stand, Vatochana, and they consume. But that's like we said before, that the dreams themselves are being merames to Paro. You miss the point. Why? Because your Yetzer Hara is in the way. Just like you pass the Yetzer Hara, first he comes to visit, right? And first he's passing by, then he says, can I visit with you a while? And then he becomes the Balabais, he's the Ish. So to also, this is what's blocking you from seeing the truth. And these dreams are meant to strip this away from you. And Yosef is the one who makes him aware of this. Elohim is speaking to you. Ha'etza neged zeh. How does one combat that? Is Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Yosef HaTzadik. Sometimes you need to be, right, you need, as the Imriyamis brings from the Sasemis, that's why the Seder over here is first Navon v'chacham. Sometimes you have to strip away the false perception of things. You have to strip away the false perception of things, and then you'll be left with the truth. Like the Pasuk says, it's Pasuk in Iyov, Vayomer la'adam, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma, v'sur meira bina. To leave the world of Ra, you need Bina. Understand, I'm erring here, I'm making a mistake. I'm only hearing myself, I'm only seeing myself. I have the world upside down. The koach of Emuna is to realize that I am a chelek elokami mile, and it is, my reality is part of a greater reality, Once a person concludes that, and he, as it were, has crushed, right, his egocentric view of the world and realizes he's part of something bigger, then Hashem will speak to him. Not in the same prophetic fashion as Lech Lecha, but then the truth will be uncovered to him. There's more here, quite a bit more. But I think we'll get lost in the forest for the trees. So, take a look, right? Take a look. You'll see perhaps this last Panim Yafos is basically what we've been talking about all along. That the truth is revealed once a person makes a choice to realize that it's not everything revolving around me, but rather, I am one very important orb in orbit around something much greater, and I'm actually part of that. I'm part of that reality. Then the voice will appear, then the truth will appear, and we'll know, right? Lelokim pisonim, Hashem has the answers. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Have a lichtige rest of Hanukkah and a good Shabbos. And I hope it gives you the ability to look at the Parsha in a more meaningful fashion. Be blessed.